Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Lone Wolf Lawman by Dolores Fossen, a Harlequin intrigue novel, performed by Meredith Mitchell. Chapter 1. Addie Crockett heard the footsteps behind her a split second too late. Before she could even turn around and see who was in the hall outside her home office, someone grabbed her. She managed a strangled sound, barely, but the person slapped a hand over her mouth to muffle the scream that bubbled up in her throat. Oh, mercy. What was going on? This was obviously some kind of attack, but Addie wouldn't just let this person hurt her, or worse. She rammed her elbow into her attacker's stomach, but it did nothing to break the grip he had on her.
Stop, he snapped. I won't hurt you.
Addie wasn't taking his word for it. She turned, using his own grip to shove him against the wall and into an angel Christmas wreath. The painted wooden angels went flying, but not the man. Addie tried to get his hand off her mouth so she could call out for help. Then she remembered her brothers weren't at the ranch. Two were still at work, and the other was Christmas shopping in San Antonio. Only her mother was inside the house, and she had a sprained ankle. Addie didn't want her mother to come hobbling into the middle of this, whatever this was.
Stop,
he repeated when she kept struggling. His voice was a hoarse whisper, and he dragged her from the hall into her office. Addie gave him another jab of her elbow and would have delivered a third one if the man hadn't cursed. She hadn't recognized his order for her to stop, but she certainly recognized his voice now. Wes Martin. The relief collided with the slam of adrenaline, and it took Addie a moment to force herself to stop fighting so she could turn around and face him. Even though the sun was already close to setting and the lights weren't on in her office, there was enough illumination from the hall to see his black hair, his face, his eyes. Yes, it was Wes, all right. The relief she'd felt didn't last long at all. What are you doing here? Addie demanded. And how'd you get in the house? Those were only the first of many questions, and how much else she told him depended on what he had to say in the next couple of seconds. He didn't jump to start those answers. Wes stood there staring at her as if she were a stranger. Well, she wasn't, and he knew that better than anyone. He'd seen every last inch of her. Ditto for her seeing every last inch of him. And despite the fact that it was the last thing Addie wanted in her head at this moment, the memories came of Wes naked and of her in his arms. Thankfully, he wasn't naked now. He was wearing jeans, a button-up shirt, and a tan cowboy hat. But there was something different about this cowboy outfit. Beneath his jacket, he was wearing a waist holster and a gun.
I came in through the side door.
He tipped his head toward the hall.
It wasn't locked.
That wasn't unusual, because the ranch hands and the family were often coming and going. They rarely locked up the house until bedtime. Even then, that was hit or miss, since security wasn't usually an issue. Until now, that was.
I didn't see your car,
she said. And since she'd just come in from the main barn, Addie would have seen any unfamiliar vehicles in the circular driveway in front of the house.
I parked just off the main road and walked up. I'm sorry,
he added, following her gaze to his gun.
But I had to come.
That didn't answer her other question as to why he was there, and Addie wasn't sure if she just wanted to send him packing or try to figure out what the heck was going on. She went with the first option. Wes had crushed her heart six ways to Sunday, and there was no need for her to give him another chance to hurt her again.
You're leaving,
Addie insisted, and she turned around to head to the hall so she could usher him right back out the side door. She didn't get far because he took hold of her arm again. Not the tight grip he'd had before, but it was enough to keep her in place, and enough to rile her even more.
Let go of me.
I can't.
Wes opened his mouth,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?